September is Recovery Month. My gosh, does this guy have a story? Stephen Hill is the founder of Speak Sobriety, and he went from being... I love the line on there, Stephen, on your website when it says addict to advocate, defendant to defender. It's a comeback story. Stephen Hill is a speaker, an author, an attorney, an advocate. And what was your drug of choice when you were battling addiction?
Well, first of all, Lisa, thank you for having me on the show. So my drug of choice changed over the years. It started with marijuana, but it quickly became opioids, opioid painkillers, and eventually heroin as well.
And this month, you celebrate 10 years of sobriety. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been quite the journey. I can't even believe that it's been 10 years. I was actually just on vacation with a close friend of mine who I went through this entire journey with, and we were just talking about what it was like when we first walked in the doors that first day of treatment, feeling so sick, not having any idea which direction to go, and just really feeling like this is not even a possibility for me because I had tried at it so many times and failed.
And Stephen, I don't even know when those words came out of my mouth that that's appropriate when you're, do you congratulate someone on their sobriety? I see a lot of people post on social media. I'm never really sure what the appropriate thing to say is.
You absolutely can congratulate someone on their sobriety or on their recovery, whichever you want to call it, either term is definitely acceptable. It's a major accomplishment. And here's the thing is people say 10 years is a major accomplishment, and it is, but we celebrate 24 hours. The most important person in the room, if you go to any type of support group, it's not the guy with 30 years, it's the one with one day. Because at the beginning, I couldn't even put 24 hours together. The thought, I couldn't even wrap my head around it, because when you're physically dependent on a substance, not using means you're sick and you're not doing very well. And the physical part of it is not even the worst of it. It's the mental obsession, the voice in the back of your head telling you to go get high, to go do this, go do that, commit crimes, do things you wouldn't normally do in order to maintain that addiction. But you can congratulate someone on 24 hours if you'd like.
Stephen Hill is a speaker, an author, an attorney, and an advocate, and he has a website called speaksobriety.com, meaning you're more than willing to always share your story and encourage others to follow your path, the path that
Absolutely.
You've chosen since you became sober.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I had to make a choice, and the point where I made this choice is, so I had left my job at this treatment program, and I went back to college, majoring in criminal justice with the goal of going to law school one day. And I knew that when I applied to law school, they have this section called character and fitness. They ask questions like, have you ever been charged or convicted of a crime? And I had been arrested 8 times, all for drug and alcohol-related offenses. I had this long history, and I had a bad reputation back home. And so I thought to myself, I can try hiding from this as best as I can for the rest of my life, or I can put it all out there, use it to help people, and you can't use it against me anymore. Somebody says, oh, well, you did this. I said, yeah, I know. I speak about it almost every single day. I wrote a book about it, so you can't use it against me anymore. And I found a way, and this is what a principal once said to me after I finished speaking. She said, you found a way to take your mess and you turned it into a message. And that really resonated with me so much.
Yeah, that's key. I know that DuPage is having several events for Recovery Month. This is Recovery Month. It's what people celebrate in September. And one of them is coming up on September 27th. Do you target people who might have family members who are battling addiction, or those who have recovered, or those who are currently in the throes of addiction?
So I really try and speak to as many people as I possibly can, because the thing about addiction, about substance use, is it affects all different walks of life. But if I go to a school and I have students who come up to me afterwards and say that they're struggling, I have students who come up to me afterwards and they say, my friend is going down the wrong path. My brother, my sister. You know how many times I have kids who come up to me and say their parents are the ones who are struggling. I have teachers. I've met with principals, superintendents, police officers, you name it. And somebody's affected by this in one way or another. Either you're the person who's gone through it yourself, or you've watched a family member and you've desperately tried to help them. So I really try and speak to a lot of different audiences. Where things will differ is, like, after, you know, some of the content of the presentation might change a little bit based on who I'm speaking to. Like on September 27th, I believe I'm going to be speaking to educators, school personnel, criminal justice, probation professionals. So I'll focus a little bit more on things like when we're talking about length of stay in treatment versus incarceration, since there's going to be some criminal justice people there. When I'm speaking to just strictly school personnel, maybe I'll talk about school policies for student misconduct, in-school suspension, out-of-school suspension. And you can say, unfortunately then, but more fortunately now, I experienced all of those personally. In-school suspension, out-of-school suspension, kicked off sports teams, misdemeanor, felonies, probation, jail. I mean, I've gone through it all, and so I try and share my story so you could see pivotal moments throughout my story that could have been handled differently, maybe change the trajectory of my life, and for people to think about their policies and procedures for dealing with people like me, all the way from the school level up until you're an adult.
You can find out more about his story and what he has to say at speaksobriety.com. And Stephen, can you just tell us about those two events and where they're taking place? I know they're free and that people can go to dupageplt.org, but will you just run down the places where you will be speaking?
Yes. Yeah, so there's one on September 27th. That one is called The First Choice and a Second Chance. It's 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. At the Linda A. Kurzawa Community Center. So you do have to register for this event, and there's information on the DuPagePLT.org website. Target audience, school personnel, criminal justice people, things like that. And so I'm going to be sharing my story, but I'm going to do somewhat of a condensed version of it so we can save time for a slide deck presentation that I give. And it's on very important topics that I hit throughout these things. And we're going to talk about things like school policies, things related to the criminal justice system and things like that. But that's, I would say, more geared towards prevention and intervention.
Okay.
September is recovery month, and that'll be the second event. And that's on September 28th. I believe it's 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. I won't be speaking for that entire time, but I'm going to be sharing my story. And this is really trying to give people hope.
Okay.
I believe it's even called the DuPage County Hope Task Force is one of the people that's sponsoring this event. And I'm really trying to show people that recovery is possible, and not just in a small way. One of the most important things I had to do was create a life for myself that was worth staying sober for. I think about all the things I would have to throw away just for a drink or a high today, and I'm just not willing to do it. But at the very beginning, when I didn't really have anything good in my life, it was very easy for me to throw all those things away.
I think we've all seen people like that. Thank you for joining us, Stephen Hill. You can find him at speaksobriety.com. Speaksobriety.com. Time to get a check on weather and traffic, and congratulations, Stephen. Job well done.
Thank you very much.
Next, we're going to talk about what is happening this weekend in Chicago. Are you a runner? Do you have a dog that really wants to go for a run? Our friends at Paws have an event you can jump into. What's going on, Mary?